Nolte, Disney holds monthly meetings to decide what to censor and blacklist. By John Nolte on March 5, 2021. According to the far-left Hollywood Reporter, which doesn't have the moral courage to point out just how un-American and anti-art this all is, every month, the Walt Disney Company convenes an eclectic group of advisors via video conference to tell the media conglomerate what it and the many entertainment companies it has acquired over its nearly 100-year history have gotten wrong. Dear God in heaven, look at this. It's a long list. Song of the South. Jar Jar Binks. That episode of The Muppet Show where Johnny Cash sings a duet with Miss Piggy in front of a Confederate flag. We've had some very raw conversations on those Zooms, says Gil Robertson, president of the African American Film Critics Association, who sits on Disney's advisory council, part of its Stories Matter initiative, alongside representatives from groups like the Coalition of Asian Pacifics in Entertainment and the Gina Davis Institute on Gender and Media, as well as representatives from various departments at Disney, including programming, public policy and diversity and inclusion. Disney asks Robertson and his colleagues to watch content that may contain stereotypes or insensitive imagery and offer their perspectives. Some shows and films, like certain episodes of The Muppet Show that Disney added to its streaming platform February 19, have ended up with disclaimers cautioning viewers about negative depictions and/or mistreatment of people or cultures, a kind of pop culture equivalent of a Surgeon General's warning. They want to make up for any offensive messaging they may have been a part of, Robertson says. It feels sincere, and it's also good business. You would think that somewhere along the line, as our woke Nazis obsess over history, they would consume enough history to figure out that at no time have censors, blacklisters, or those who attempt to clean up art emerged from history looking like anything other than what they are, narrow-minded and ignorant villains. Let me put it this way. Does anyone look back on Hollywood's production code and say Hollywood made the right decision to censor its own content? Aren't the moral majority and Tipper Gore punchlines now? Who uses the phrase McCarthyism as anything other than a pejorative? When has history ever told us burning books was a good idea? But look at them now. Look at these self-righteous, left-wing moralists who actually believe they can defy history and be remembered as the first censors and blacklisters to be labeled heroes. They actually believe they can figuratively burn Dr. Seuss books, can stamp warnings on art that tells us how to think about it, can blacklist ideas and people, can disappear Dr. Seuss and Song of the South, and end up on the right side of a history that has always condemned their kind as ignorant and close-minded tyrants. Woke combines the worst of all of it, the production code for acceptable content, the moral majority and Tipper Gore for wanting to protect the public from unacceptable art, the McCarthyism of blacklists, and the Nazism of book burning. My God, these people are monsters. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.